Welcome back. Today we're doing something that sounds a bit savage in the best way. Jacked breaks, that classic drum and bass switch up, where you take a breakbeat, slice it into pieces, and do a little breakbeat surgery. So bars 7 and 8 go crazy, but the groove still feels like the same break. Beginner friendly. All stock Ableton Live 12 tools, and you'll end with a clean 16-bar drum arrangement you can actually build a track around. Before we touch anything, here's the goal in plain language. We're making a rolling break groove for bars 1 through 6, then a deliberate, high-energy switch-up in bars 7 and 8, then we snap back into the main vibe for bars 9 onward. The trick is, the switch-up should feel intentional, like you meant it, not like you randomly moved notes around. Alright, let's set the room up. Step 0. Session setup. Set your tempo to 174 BPM. Anywhere from 170 to 176 is normal, but 174 is a great default for modern DnB. Create a group track called Drums. Then drag a breakbeat sample onto an audio track inside that group. Quick tip on sample choice. Pick a break with clear transients, meaning the snare pops, the kick is obvious, and the hats have definition. Clean transients make slicing way easier, and it'll sound more pro faster. Now we warp it. Step 1. Warp the break properly. Tight but not robotic. Double-click your break clips so you can see clip view. Turn warp on. Now, this part matters more than people think. Get the start right. If the first transient isn't lined up, every slice you make later will feel kind of drunk, even if your grid looks correct. So find the first real downbeat hit, and make sure that lands on 1.1.1. If it's a clean transient, right-click and choose warp from here, straight. For warp mode, choose beats. Set preserve to transients, then adjust the envelope. Somewhere around 30 to 60 is a good range. Lower envelope feels tighter and more choppy. Higher envelope preserves more of the tail and feels more natural. Your goal, it should loop for one or two bars and stay locked without drifting. Here's a quick test. Duplicate the clip out to 8 bars and listen. If you hear flamming, like hits doubling or drifting, your warp is off. Fix it now, because slicing later won't save a bad warp job. Step 2. Consolidate a perfect loop. This becomes your surgery source. Set your loop brace to 2 bars. 2 bars is the classic break length for this workflow. Adjust the clip start so a kick hits right on 1.1.1. Once it loops tightly, select exactly 2 bars in arrangement view and consolidate with CMD or Ctrl-J. Now you've got a clean, predictable 2-bar break clip. This is your operating table. Step 3. Slice to drum rack. Right-click that consolidated clip and choose slice to new MIDI track. For slice by, start with transient. That keeps things natural, because it's literally cutting where the hits are. If it becomes a mess, like tiny micro-slices everywhere, don't fight it. Re-slice using a grid like 1/16. Grid slicing is often easier for beginners and gives you more consistent control. Ableton will create a drum rack full of slices and a MIDI clip that triggers them in order. Rename this track Break Rack so you can stay organized. Now, a quick teacher note. We're not trying to destroy the break's identity. We're trying to rearrange it while keeping it recognizable. So as we go, think in terms of anchors. Pick 2 or 3 slices that must stay familiar. Usually that means the main snare, and maybe the hat or ride texture that screams this is that break. Those anchors keep the listener oriented when you do the surgery in bars 7 and 8. Step 4. Make sure the main groove plays clean. Open the MIDI clip Ableton created. Set its length to 2 bars and hit play. It should sound basically like the original break, or very close. If it sounds chopped in a bad way, you've got a few fixes. 1. Reslice using 1/16 instead of transient. 2. Check note lengths. If the notes are too short, you're hearing unnatural gaps. You can lengthen notes with legato or just drag them slightly, so tails connect better. And 3. If you hear clicks or tiny bits of the previous hit bleeding into the next slice, we'll clean that up in a second using Simpler. Before we do the switch up, let's do a fast cleanliness upgrade that instantly makes break racks feel more professional. Open one of the pads in the drum rack, and you'll see Simpler. Turn snap on in the waveform display. If a slice starts with a tiny bit of the previous sound, nudge the start forward just a hair. Then add a super short fade in. Just a few milliseconds. That tiny fade is magic. It kills clicks, reduces flams, and makes your edit sound intentional. While you're here, another big one. The one voice rule. On each Simpler, set voices to 1 or maybe 2. This prevents ugly overlaps when you retrigger hats or snares fast, especially during stutters and rolls. It tightens everything up immediately. Okay, now we build the phrase. Step 5. Create the 8-bar section, Then do the switch up in bars 7 and 8. Take that main 2-bar MIDI clip and duplicate it so you have 8 bars total. 4 repeats of the 2-bar pattern. Play it. You should have a solid rolling loop. Now, we only edit bars 7 and 8. That's the whole point. Stable groove, then a controlled detour, then back to stable groove. We'll do 3 edits. Kick displacement, snare re-trigger, and a micro stutter. First edit, kick displacement, instant DNB tension. In bar 7, find a kick slice note that's part of your groove, and move it 1/16th note later. Just nudge it to the right by 1/16. But here's the rule. Keep your snare anchors. In most break-based DNB, that 2 and 4 feeling is the identity. So you can scramble the path to the snare, but don't lose the snare's role as the landmark. Second edit, snare retrigger for jungle energy. Find the snare slice pad by auditioning pads in the rack. You'll know it when you hear it. Now add 2 extra snare hits right at the end of bar 7, leading into bar 8. Place them 2/16th notes before bar 8. In Ableton's timing, that's at 7.4.3 and 7.4.4. That gives you that classic rat-a-tat fill that screams break edit without needing any extra samples. Third edit, micro stutter. This is your modern chop moment. Pick a hat or ride slice. In bar 8, take 1/8th note spot and replace it with a fast stutter. If you want it simple, do 2/16ths. If you want it spicier, do 4/32nds, and don't leave velocity flat. Velocity is your groove secret weapon. Here's an easy velocity shape. Descending, something like 110, then 95, then 85, then 75. It makes the stutter feel like a gesture, not a machine gun. Use the draw tool with B to drop in the hits quickly, then adjust velocities in the lane below. And remember, the backbeat hits should be stronger, coast notes lower by maybe 20 to 40%, and rolls either descend or have a repeating accent pattern so they sound played. Now, timing. Step 6. Tighten timing without killing groove. Select only the notes in bars 7 and 8, not the whole loop. Quantize with CMD or Ctrl-U, set to 1/16. Then add groove back subtly. Open the groove pool and try swing 16-65, or a subtle MPC-style swing if you see one you like. Apply it lightly. 10 to 25% is plenty. In DNB, too much swing can turn menace into wobble. We want it sharp, forward, and aggressive, but still alive. Now we make it hit like a record. Step 7. The essential processing chain. Stock only. On the break rack track, AQ 8 first. High pass at 30 HC with a 24 dB per octave slope to remove rumble. If it's muddy, dip a little around 250 to 400 HC, maybe 2 to 4 dB. If it needs air, add a gentle shelf around 8 to 12 kHC, 1 to 3 dB. Don't overdo it. Bright breaks get harsh fast. Next, add saturator. Turn on soft clip. Drive it somewhere between 2 and 6 dB. Then pull the output down so you're not fooling yourself with loudness. Loud always sounds better at first, so level matching is key. Then add glue compressor. Attack around 3 milliseconds. Release on auto, or somewhere between 0.1 and 0.3 seconds if you want to set it manually. Ratio 2:1. Lower the threshold until you're getting about 1 to 3 dB of gain reduction. You're gluing, not crushing. Then add drum bus. Drive around 5 to 15%. Crunch 0 to 10% if you want texture. Boom. Be careful. In DNB, your sub usually lives elsewhere, so too much boom can fight your bass later. Use stamp to tame harsh highs if the hats start slicing your face off. Level check. Keep your break peaking around minus 6 dB. Leave headroom. Clean heaviness comes from space, not from slamming the meter. Quick optional punch tip. If you want more transient snap, try putting drum bus before glue and add a little transient, then let glue catch the peaks after. That order often feels punchier for breaks. Now we arrange like DNB, not like a loop. Step 8. Arrangement idea for a 16-bar phrase. Bars 1 to 4, main break, steady. Bars 5 and 6, a layer. That could be extra hat density, or just a slightly busier pattern. Even a small change matters at 174. Bars 7 and 8, your switch-up slice. This is the feature. Bars 9 to 16, repeat the main vibe, but add controlled variation. For example, at bar 12, remove the kick for one beat. Negative space creates impact. Then at bar 16, do a stronger fill. You can copy bar 8 stutter idea and add a little more snare energy. Another arrangement trick that's super musical. Call and response. Make bar 7 the question. Maybe busier hats, fewer kicks. Make bar 8 the answer. Bring the kick back and do the snare flourish. That makes the fill feel composed rather than randomly chopped. And if you want a quick tension move without adding effects, reverse only the tail. Duplicate a snare or cymbal slice, turn on reverse in simpler, and shorten the sample so it's mostly tail. Place it right before a downbeat. It creates that suction effect leading into the drop, without adding a riser. Alright, quick troubleshooting so you don't get stuck. Common mistake 1. Warping wrong from the start. If 1.1.1 isn't real, everything downstream is off. Fix alignment first. Mistake 2. Overslicing into tiny grains. That broken glass rhythm happens when you have too many micro slices. Reslice at 1/16 if needed. Mistake 3. Losing snare identity. If you scramble everything, it stops feeling like DNB and starts feeling like random percussion. Keep snares as anchors. Mistake 4. Overquantizing the whole break. Quantize only the switch up. Then add groove back. Perfect grid breaks often sound lifeless. Mistake 5. Too much drum bus boom. It will fight your sub later. Keep low end controlled on the break. One more pro habit. A slash B at matched loudness. Edits often seem better just because you added hits and got louder. Put a utility at the end of the chain and level match when judging if the switch up is actually better musically. Now let's lock in a quick practice routine, so this becomes a skill, not a one-time trick.